is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's Thursday on the Steve Gruber Show, stevegruber.com and 888-900-9966. Welcome aboard. At this very moment, the national debt is $19,406,000,000,000 and climbing by the moment. That's where we are. It continues to skyrocket. If you want to know more, you go to usdebtclock.org. Bring that to your attention because as we as a nation are about to witness history, which it is history, make no mistake, the coronation of Hillary Clinton tonight at the Democratic National Convention is history. But it also means that we will continue the policies that have taken us from $6 trillion in debt at the end of George W. Bush's second term. And in just 8 years, we've taken that number and multiplied it 3.5 times, maybe more. The U.S. national debt is larger than our gross domestic product. It's stunning. And yet today, the Democrats will celebrate and endorse the policies that have brought us to this point. But not just $19 trillion in debt headed to $21 trillion. No, not just that. But policies that have left the United States diminished on the world stage and left us diminished here at home, the economy suffering, our place in the world suffering, frankly. Now, last night, President Obama and Tim Kaine tag teamed to deliver a scorching warm-up for Hillary Clinton to accept the party's nomination for president, accusing Donald Trump of offering slogans and fear, and Clinton's newly tapped running mate almost upstaging the commander-in-chief with his gutsy impression of the billionaire's bravado. America is already great and already strong, so said Obama, which is interesting. Maybe he believes that he prevented the sea rise. Maybe he believes that somehow his behavior and his policies over the last 8 years, and I'm sure he does believe this, have somehow made America a better place, which it has not. More people in poverty. More people unemployed. Real incomes going down. Embarrassed on the world stage in Syria and Iraq, making bad deals with nations like Iran, being taunted by North Korea and laughed at by Cuba. These are not the hallmarks of what will be remembered as a great presidency, I can assure you. And then, the most astonishing thing yesterday, and astonishing is the only way for me to put it. The news media just has no credibility. None. Zero. So Ivy and I were sitting watching the Donald Trump nearly daily press conference yesterday. Not daily, but I mean he has them all the time, as you well know. But he's available to the press daily, and he has these press conferences all the time. Hillary Clinton has not had a press conference since 2015. And how could she? What would she explain about her emails and the emails of the DNC and the fact that the process was obviously rigged and that Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was pushed out because of corruption, immediately joins her campaign? Well, Donald Trump, while taking questions from reporters yesterday for more than an hour, something Hillary, like I said, has not done since 2015, and Trump has done dozens of times. He gets pushed again by these reporters about the DNC and the hacked emails and Hillary's missing emails and so forth. And he finally looked at the cameras. He said, well, you know, if the Russians, if you have the missing 30,000 emails, maybe you could send them to the media and they'd greatly appreciate it or something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing a wee bit there. But all of a sudden, I watch these reporters and the Democratic machinery go bananas. This is how scared they are of Donald Trump, by the way. He's committed treason. Oh, my God, he's encouraging Russia to perform espionage. As Ivy and I are like, they're not really saying this. We were flabbergasted, floored, shocked, disgusted, dismayed, and a whole lot more. I laugh. This is, but make no mistake, the Trump pounding, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to do anything. Donald Trump stole the news cycle again yesterday during the Democratic National Convention for the most part. Now, the president got it back for her last night, and she joined him on stage at the end of the speech, waved to the crowd, and the baton has been passed. And Donald Trump tweeted out, and he's not wrong, our country does not feel great already to the millions of wonderful people living in poverty, violence, and despair. And the comments that they're using for Donald Trump, hateful, dark, egomaniac, con man, anything they can do to try to paint him as unacceptable, but they're missing the point. Donald Trump is talking to people that feel ignored. He's talking to people that feel that they have been ignored for 8 years by this president and passed over and forgotten about. They are the forgotten Americans. And these forgotten Americans are rising up. And they are going to be heard. And they're going to vote. And now we have a race to the end. Now, Hillary Clinton comes out tonight with her speech. Historic, and you know what? It is historic because going forward, people won't think too much about a woman being the top of the ticket. It'll be, you know, a few weeks from now, be like, yeah, it's been done. It has been done. But the real panic of the Democratic Party comes from a poll I mentioned just before we left yesterday. Donald Trump's lead is growing, by the way, in the Real Clear Politics average of polls. He has a 7-point lead, and this is a big polling. A big poll of more than 2,000 people with the LA Times. Donald Trump has now moved to a 7-point lead. We'll get more into this in just a moment. The phone number is 888-900-9966. Back in a moment.